And I would like to invite our kids to come up and join me up here. Why don't you come on up, Luke, too? I've got something for you. No? Okay. Come on up. We can sit down here. You want to come up, Amber? You want to ask Grandma to come up with you? Okay. Yeah, every kid here has Grandma now. Yeah. Amber, this is Allegra and Cadence, and they call me Grandma, just like you call your Grandma, Grandma, and this is Amber. Okay. So, do you like things that have salt in them? Yeah? Guess what I have here? I got some salt, and I want everybody to hold out their hand, and I'm going to try to pour just a teeny amount of salt. Okay, actually, maybe I use my fingers. Okay, I'm going to put just a little bit in there. All right. Just a little bit of salt. Just a little bit. Okay. Now, if you put all of that salt in your mouth, and I don't advise you to do that, that would be pretty salty, don't you think? Okay, how about you lick your finger and just try to take like one or two little things of salt. Want to try that? Just get a few. Can you taste it? Does it taste like salt? This is kind of big salt because I thought it would be easier to use. But yeah, you can put it in your mouth and it tastes like salt. But you really don't need very much salt to make a big difference. But if you don't have any salt in your food, it tastes kind of bland sometimes and kind of yucky. And so you really need a little bit of salt. Now, I'll tell you what, because you've got all this salt in your hands, let's pour the rest in here so that we don't make a mess on the rug. Okay. Thank you. Well, you know, every one of us can make a difference in the world, just like one little grain of salt makes a difference in your food. And there are a lot of hungry people in the world, and today Luke is going to help us at the end of the worship service by holding a big bowl, and everybody's going to put in a little bit of money. And I've got some money for you to put in too. How about that? And that way you can make your difference. That's for you to put in the big bowl. Amber, that's for you to put in the big bowl. Mommy, you want some? You got some? Okay. All right, so at the end of the worship service, we're all going to put those in. Now, $1 by itself is probably not going to buy very much. It might buy a candy bar. But $3, you know, we could buy a can of soup for somebody. And if everybody in this whole room put in at least $1, there's probably about 70 people here. That would be $70. That would be a meal, I think. Yeah. And maybe some people might put in a little bit more, and there might be some people who don't have a dollar to put in, and that's okay too. But we put in what we can, even if it's just a little bit, and it helps people who are hungry. So at the end of the worship service, you hang on to that, and you put that in the big soup bowl that Luke's going to be holding outside there. Let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for these children and for giving us the power to just help one person at a time, one grain of salt at a time. Bless them and help them to get to know you better. In your son's name, amen. Okay, you can go. I need some water after that. Just talking about salt.